Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. You can do your online shopping at Amazon and other major retailers at shop.freetalklive.com. When you do your shopping there, it helps us by giving us a little spiff. So you get the same prices, the same service you normally do. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Brian, you were discussing, we were discussing the incident out in Oklahoma where apparently some executions were stayed because of this catastrophic situation with the lethal injection.
Yeah, I'll rehash a little bit of the story here from RT. Lawmakers in the state of Oklahoma have launched a campaign to oust state judges who suspended the executions of two prisoners, ruling for the first time that they had the right to know what was in the drug cocktail that would be used to kill them.
Okay.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court issued a stay of execution Monday for Clayton Lockett and Charles Warner, two convicted killers. In a 5-4 decision, the justices challenged the constitutionality of Oklahoma's policy that permits state authorities to keep the ingredients of the drug used to carry out lethal injections secret. A day after Oklahoma's Republican Governor May Fallon criticized the court, the justices dissolved their own ruling, pulling back its assertion that death row inmates have the right to know what will kill them.
So what happened here? The legislature scared the Supreme Court into changing their ruling?
Yeah, this is really strange.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, this isn't what I was taught in civics class.
Yeah, this is supposed to, the checks and balances, right? The judicial is supposed to say, no, this is what it all means.
Yeah.
Look, I understand that all these discussing politicians, and I can consider, they're basically all lawyers. All these lawyers collude with each other, but I'm really surprised at that.
I thought there was some protocol for this that was established by some, I don't know, maybe the U.S. Supreme Court or something like this.
Well, they're still not entirely sure of the reasoning. I mean, there's some speculation here, but this is the best thing that they're coming up with.
Before you kill people.
2 days later, they changed their mind.
You really kind of got to know what you're doing, but it sounds like they're just bumbling through it. Like, they
sure
don't really know.
Let's go to Brett in North Carolina. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Thanks. I heard you guys talking about Wernher von Braun.
Yes.
You know, the jury's still out on this guy as far as his contributions to the world. You know, you mentioned a lot of things, but you forgot to mention that he invented the intercontinental ballistic missile.
Yes.
And, you know, of course, he played no part in the invention of the atomic weapon. However, he did perfect its delivery system.
Yes.
So the jury's still out on that guy.
But so far it hasn't been delivered by one of them.
Well, yeah, no, I think that's a fair point.
There's an awful lot of them laying around.
Brett, make no mistake, I think the guy's slime. I'm not a
fan. Smart slime.
That's why it was just a thought experiment. But you raise a great point, of course, is that, well, yeah, but did he potentially kill, you know, millions of people even after the fact as much as he could have helped?
And there's also this theory that ideas come around because it's their time for them to come around.
Sure.
That if Wernher von Braun hadn't come up with whatever it was that saved people, then somebody else would have come up with it anyway, and it's impossible to say.
Well,
right?
Potentially, this is one of the things, and I don't like to admit to this stuff because it's disgusting.
Sure.
Okay, but I think it's pretty safe to say that medical knowledge leapt probably a good couple centuries because Nazis had no concern for human life. And they did tests that killed people, and they didn't care. And so they found out so much. Because of that, and von Braun would have really have benefited himself, not everybody else, but I mean himself would have benefited from those really atrocious experiments.
Well,
so,
he signed a lot of the papers there at Peenemünde where they had their big underground laboratory, and they built most of the V-2 rockets there at that site. And, you know, he signed the orders. You know, he was in charge. There's no doubt about it. You know, was he a pawn or whatever? People can debate that. But for the things that he did and for the things he was in charge of, you know, he deserved to hang at Nuremberg with the rest of them. I don't care about, you know, look, there were a whole lot of scientists that came from those places who did a whole lot less that could have came here and got us where we are today. I really don't think you had to have that one particular person. You know, and the only thing I've ever heard positive about that guy was when the first V-2 was launched and effectively hit its target. He actually said, you know, it was a great thing. It worked perfectly. It just landed on the wrong planet. He wanted to go to the moon. From the time he was a boy till, you know, the day he died, that was his thing. He never went into it to harm people, but in the process, he utilized slave labor and just, you know, there was a lot of horrific things that happened. So, you know, for all intents and purposes, sure, he meant well, but you have to take the totality of what happened, and he should have hung at Nuremberg with the rest of them, bottom line.
Brett, I think I agree with you. I don't think the ends justify the means.
No, they never do.
I think it's interesting to look at. It's interesting to play the little games. And I think, Brian, you've got an interesting guy here with the Von Braun fella. But I never believe that the ends justify the means.
Yeah, no, I don't ever. And certainly, I don't think anybody here is a fan of Von Braun. I'm certainly not.
All right. Brett, thanks for the call. I had one other point.
All right, go ahead. Make your point.
Okay, it'll be quick. And you know, for once, I'll hang up on you guys. You guys were talking about, you know, the guy who supposedly, as you would say, murdered, raped, and buried alive, however it happened. I'm not sure of all the details.
Yeah, you it's know, pretty horrific.
If he did it, a heart attack. My dad died of a heart attack. I'm sure it wasn't great. You know, but, you know, look, man, people die, whether they're put to death or not. And that poor girl didn't deserve to die when she died. And, you know, he had accomplices. I do know that. So if he didn't do it, if they didn't do it, I'll trust the DNA and DNA and stuff. But, you know, it seems to me like you guys really with your ideas of, well, you don't really know what happened. It's a narrative that the press puts out, or it's what somebody with a badge told you happened. I mean, if one of you guys were murdered and, you know, would the other two of you step up and say, wait a minute, release this guy. I don't believe what you're saying. You've got the wrong person.
I'm not talking about releasing anybody. All I'm saying is that somebody, you know, getting a trial, that a trial is an imperfect way of adjudicating guilt, and that we should give life sentences to people. If you really want to punish murderers extra, then throw them in a higher level of security or something like that. There's certainly better and worse prisons in the world. All I'm saying, life imprisonment is not a fun thing.
Prisons can we build?
Well, we got plenty.
Yeah, but they're full, and they're getting to build more and more.
I'll trade you all the executed people for the last four decades for, I don't know, what is there, a couple of hundred of them, for the people that are in for possession of marijuana and selling marijuana in federal and state prisons. How's that?
No problem, but I really
there
believe...
I just really solved our space problem.
No. I think Dennis Miller said it best. Every single child molester should be released from prison and forced to live in an ACLU lawyer's neighborhood. Okay, if you guys like these people so much, man, I hope that if they're released, they come live in your neighborhood.
Well,
see how
Mark,
you like
tell Brett what you said during the break about, like, people always say, what if it was your wife who was getting raped, or what if it was your family member who got killed?
What if it's, you know, what if you're the innocent person that gets put in jail? That's what my concern is. My concern isn't for guilty people. It really isn't. The fact is when you look at you look at recidivism rates, it's rather high. So yeah, people that, you know, the child molester types, they're liable to do it again. I'm not claiming that they're not. All I'm saying is life in prison is a less costly, more moral choice than the death penalty. That's the only claim I've made this evening.
Well, if somebody raped me, you remember the guy who did America's Most Wanted?
Yeah.
The piece of filth that murdered and raped his son. I mean, it was horrible what happened to this poor kid. That guy was allowed, until the day he died, to lay around in prison, probably masturbate, thinking about all the other people he did. I don't think that's right. I don't think this pervert has any reason to breathe anymore.
Prison isn't great. I've been there. It's not a pleasant place. It's a really unpleasant place. And yeah, I mean, you know, they're going to play cards and do a variety of things, but they're really uncomfortable.
Drugs and rock and roll.
That's drugs.
In prison?
Rock and roll. Life for a molester in prison isn't great. 855 450.
You ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-970-6156. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-970-6156 now.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. If you've been listening to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you've probably heard the Shiny Badges jingle. But go to shinybadges.com and check out the new Causes tab. Every item includes a donation to a worthy Liberty project. So they've got the new Silk Road pen, which donates to the Ross Ulbricht Legal Defense Fund, or the Bitcoin Not Bombs hoodie, and Bitcoin Not Bombs hoodie. They'll donate to the Bitcoin Not Bombs hoodie, the homeless campaign in 2014. There's the Cop Block badge that supports Cop Block and a variety of other causes there. So go to shinybadges.com, click the causes tab, and get yourself some quality Liberty products that not only start a conversation with your neighbors, but supports the causes that you believe in. Plus, get a free gift when you pay with Bitcoin. It's a nice gift, too. So shinybadges.com. Brian, we were talking about this situation where apparently the Oklahoma Supreme Court reversed itself in a day. I mean, it's amazing. You hear about
days.
Supreme Courts reversing themselves, but in the course of what, 48 hours? How long was it?
Yeah, it was about 2 days. So it happened very, very quickly after some pressure from Governor May Phelan of Oklahoma. Exactly why the court would reverse its own decision 2 days later was not immediately clear. Some speculated that the justices determined the case should ultimately be decided by the Criminal Court of Appeals, which rejected hearing the case multiple times. Law enforcement officials throughout the U.S. have declared that keeping information regarding execution chemicals under wraps is essential to protect the pharmacies that supply the drugs. The issue has become increasingly contentious over the past year as European drug makers have stopped supplying drugs known to be used in lethal injections on principle, and American pharmacists who have admitted to filling the role have drawn the ire of protesters and led to boycotts. So just the last paragraph here, the court's decision that the suspension would be placed until final determination of all issues presently pending before the court, along with all issues that may be brought by the corrections department, and any legal challenges that may arise as a result of this court's resolution of those issues are actively litigated.
I'm stunned at the idea that the Oklahoma Supreme Court reversed itself, and I don't believe for a second it has anything to do with anything legal. It sounds to me like somebody was threatened. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy. And then these justices are trying to get everybody else. There's this real political battle going on here because it sounds like they got pressured to reverse their decision. By the executive body in this case, which is
the governor.
But then you have the legislative body that's, now trying to oust them because they fell prey to what seems to be from the governor. I mean, this is like this ugly, weird, twisted, politicking. I've really never read anything quite like it. You know, not even to mention the fact that there's lives on the line.
The New Hampshire was one vote, one senator's vote away from overturning the death penalty in this state. Now, it hasn't been used since 1930, whatever. So it's effectively not in use. But there's two people on death row in New Hampshire.
Yeah, there was at least one that I knew of. Yeah.
Which, of course, costs extra money. They'll probably never be executed, but they have to be housed in this, added security and all this other stuff where they're living and going crazy in a little 8x12 room or whatever it is, and it just costs so much more to house them that way than it does to throw them in regular population. So I'm not saying that prison is torture, but it ain't a walk in the park either.
Sure. Just real quick, it's amazing when Sweden is closing down prisons. They closed four just in the past few months, and they're going to be closing down more. What are they doing? That's making less convicts or whatever.
I think it's the drug war, honestly. I think that's what it all comes down to in this country, frankly. That's my opinion. If they just stopped the drug war, there'd be far less conflict and you would see far fewer people in prison. That's my opinion, and we could flesh it out if people want to call in about it. At 855-450-3733, let's talk to Jeff calling in from Chicago. Listen to 1410 AM. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, you guys. I was going to ask you about Bitcoins. I've got some different questions.
Stephanie here is one of the voices of Let's Talk Bitcoin.
That's right, yeah.
So we've got some excerpts for you.
Hi.
Okay, so if someone accepts Bitcoin for something, my first question is, as far as an exit strategy, if you wanted to sell the coins, do they, is somebody going to present you with tax forms or something, or what about that?
Yeah, so the IRS just issued a decision or so-called guidance about this less than a month ago, I think, right before tax season went into effect. And there's treated like property, so you're supposed to pay capital gains on them. If you you know, have a friend who perhaps wants to buy your bitcoins, you could do a cash transaction, and that might be pretty hard for them to track. I think there are lots of unreported barter transactions that happen all the time. Not telling you to do anything illegal, of course, but, you know, that is something that happens quite often. I don't know of any Bitcoin exchanges. Like, for instance, there's one Coinbase where you can link your bank account to it, and then you can get the Bitcoins. You can buy Bitcoins directly from direct debit from your bank account or sell them and get the payment deposited into your bank account. They, as far as I know, have not been sending out tax forms yet, but that might be something they would do, and well, if the government says they have to, I'm sure they would.
But the difficulty is, what was it worth when you bought it? So if, you could have purchased, I purchased Bitcoins, I got them in payment while they were worth a dollar, I bought some while they were worth 10 and more and less and all throughout. Their bitcoins have been worth as high as $1,150, and you could have probably even paid more than that if you really tried hard.
If you sell them at 450, which they are now,
at 450, am I making $449?
Or are you losing $600?
Or am I losing $800? So it's impossible for the federal government to really know what you paid for your bitcoins.
Well, you're supposed to use this accounting method called FIFO, which is first in, first out. I'm not an accountant. I'm not a tax expert or anything like that. But from what I understand, they expect you to use this method where the first bitcoins you got is the first bitcoin that you sold. So that's how you do it.
As I understand it, so you go to cashintocoins.com and you purchase your bitcoins. If you're purchasing a quantity, as I understand it, under $2,500 or something like that, there's no government paperwork that goes on. Now, they're licensed money transmitters in the United States, so it's legal, completely legal, but there's no real record of what you purchased, so they wouldn't know. Now, if you want to go ahead and tell the government how much you bought your bitcoins for and tell them how much you sold your bitcoins for, maybe that's of a tax advantage for you, in which case I would recommend it. But if it is, if you want to do it and it's a tax disadvantage for you, well, you know, that's your business. If you want to give the federal government money, people do it all the time.
Well, you said $2,500. Is that per transaction, or is that,
per transaction. You could potentially make one of those transactions every day.
I see. Okay. Do you guys have, a website or something, I don't know if you want to give an email, but where I can find out more about this or contact you guys more?
Cashintocoins.com will likely be able to answer all your questions. I'll tell you all about them here in the next segment. Thanks so much for the call, Jeff. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Here in the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. I promised in the last segment I would tell folks about cashintocoins.com. Cashintocoins.com is... it's an easy way to buy bitcoins. It's safe, fast, legal, inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority. What you can do is go to cashintocoins.com, and you can buy bitcoins with a money order, check, wire transfer. They allow you to purchase, that system allows you to purchase bitcoins without necessarily having to give up all your information. And that's kind of important for some folks. Cashintocoins.com. Now, they do have a tab at the top, so it's frequently asked questions and support. And there you can ask them questions that they can respond to. So if you have questions like the last caller, they'll be happy to respond to you. Customer service, like I said, is their top priority. And that's always been my experience. They're back with you very quickly at cashintocoins.com. So I recommend them. I've done lots of business with cashintocoins.com, and I'm very happy with them. I've been doing business continually over time, and things have always gone well for me. Cashintocoins.com. Let's go ahead and go to the amp lines. Matt calling in from New Jersey. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good evening, guys. I just wanted to ask a quick question about if we got about the, you're talking about the death penalty, and if you do away with that, and I'm not saying I support it, but and you want to house people for lifetime sentences, absent the state, how are you paying for these people to be confined for life?
Well, now we're talking about something entirely different. I'm talking about, so I was talking about something that's sort of piecemeal to, solve a problem here that we currently have, which is executing innocent people, which is necessarily, what's going on today. You're asking me in a world where you know, there isn't a monopoly privilege on the use of violence. That is a state, that there are competing governments, you know, that people get to choose for themselves. How would they, you know, handle the housing of prisoners generally, or prisoners specifically who are convicted of murder?
Just generally speaking, who's footing the bill to keep, I'd say, a murderer. And they have to be confined if they're criminally insane or whatever you want to call it. Like, we just can't let these people out. How are you paying to keep these people confined?
Perhaps insurance companies might play a role or something like that. Personally, I think there's too much prison. There's too much incarceration in the society we have today. And a lot of people are incarcerated for totally nonviolent crimes. There's not really a reason that they need to be there. They're not a threat to anyone else. They've just been possessing some chemical or something like that. And if we, you know, didn't focus on keeping them in cages, maybe that would help with the whole situation, and we could find a manageable way to, you know, get the really dangerous people away from people who need to be kept safe.
Would you say that, you know, say 5% of the prison population would probably still be present in the absence of the drug war and victimless crimes?
5% of them?
I'm asking Stephanie.
I get that sounds about right, sure.
Okay.
Somewhere around there.
I mean, you know, it seems like a conservative guess that, you know, maybe...
The U.S. has the most incarcerated people per capita of any country in the world, so that's an interesting statistic, right? Why is that?
But there are some people that, you know, sadly, some people that are so broken and messed up
that
they probably just can't be with other folks. They're just too dangerous. And assuming they don't get shot in a world where people are free to carry around weapons to defend themselves and that the problem isn't taken care of right off the bat, then there would have to be some way to deal with these folks. And... you know, I don't know the answer. I would assume that you're talking about, you know, I mean, maybe they'd have, maybe people would be, like I said, I'm only talking about polycentric organizations here. I believe there would still be governments in the absence of the state. So I think those governments would find some way to separate people who are dangerous from people who aren't.
Well, I mean, while we're theorizing, you know, I don't think the death penalty has not dissuaded people from killing or from doing.
You can look at states that have it and states that don't.
Well, but I mean, but people still kill. Okay, so the death penalty, by and large, is a failure. I think prisons are equally, I think statistically it can be shown that prisons don't really work. And so I think it's more important to maybe think of...
it depends what the goal is.
Yeah, right, right.
If the goal is to punish, they work. If the goal is to stop people from committing crimes, they don't work.
Exactly, great point. Exactly, you said it well. So I think if we got into like some degree of maybe having these people engage in some form of restorative justice instead of just punishment, then maybe what they do, how they're, you know, within the restorative justice that they're serving, as in restoring the victim, however that gets done, they could pay for their own existence.
Yeah, if they're working while they're in prison, by the way, people do this. So you know, they work, they make money, and then they can pay for some level of housing. I don't know how much it would cost, but it's difficult to sort of quantify what it costs to keep a prisoner. But you know, yeah, I think that they can pay their own way.
And if they're crazy,
right. I get that some people, but there are some people like not even to cure them or even like when you kill someone and you're, how do you restore? And if you're just if you're a Jeffrey Dahmer, so you know you're a sociopath, that you can't let them out. So there has to be some way to confine them, at least in my opinion.
Well, I think there has to be some way to confine them, but, you know, we're talking about ways to pay for this confinement, because
right.
I think that confinement will exist. The question is, how does one pay for it? And it may be that people, you know, maybe the people who contribute to a fund, maybe that insurance companies think that this is something that's necessary.
I was going to say, there used to be, like, private mental hospitals, basically, before the state got involved in it. Maybe charity would play a role or a combination of all those approaches.
And I'm sure that what goes on in these private prisons that exist in the, you know, this magic world where the state doesn't exist are going to be horrifying. So there you go. I mean, I don't know the specifics. Thanks so much, Matt.
Yeah,
appreciate the call.
You know, there's another element, perhaps. I mean, why are there a lot of people out there who have incredibly, you know, who are broken, you know, who have incredible trauma in their past or whatever and have experienced really terrible lives? You know, that's a question that's worth exploring, too. I'm not sure I have an easy answer for that, but there are a lot of people who, you know, perhaps have children when they're not ready for them. They don't have the ability to take care of them. And, you know, there's a lot of...
You're wondering, like, maybe childhood trauma is contributing to these people being...
I think there's a strong,
yeah, sure.
There's
yeah.
strong evidence that childhood trauma contributes to people's violent behavior.
Absolutely.
I think that there's some strong evidence for that. Let's go to Chris calling in from South Carolina. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
No, not much. Just to touch on what the guy was just talking about there, I mean, how many Jeffrey Dahmers do you think's in this nation anyway? I mean,
apparently, you know, maybe one at a time.
I'm a couple hundred. I mean, there's not going to be many.
Oh, that sounds, yeah.
Even yeah, I don't think there's many. I've said this before. Right. I think most murders that occur are absolute crimes of passion. They're a one-off, cool. And they would never, ever happen again.
The evidence is that murderers rarely recommit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a book out there that we've talked about before on the show it's called, like, oh, gosh, what is it called? I forget what it's called, but it alleges that basically 4% of the population are sociopaths. Oh, the sociopath next door, that's what it's
yeah.
called. And it alleges that basically 1 out of 25 people is a sociopath who has no empathy for other people. People,
yeah, but most
has
of them
no
don't
conscience.
Go to prison. They go to Washington, D.C.
Well, exactly. As most of these, if there are sociopaths out there, and if the percentage is as high as this author claims, most of them are not committing violent crimes. They're not going around killing people. So that's kind of interesting, right?
I always ask people to look at the Amish. The Amish are a society that are really the only anarchist society we can look at that governs themselves. And, I mean, you don't see any Jeffrey Dahmers coming out of there. I mean, of 200 years of the Amish, they've had one murder happen.
Nope, just a lot of genetic diseases. But yeah, I see what you're saying.
Chris, thanks for the call.
And ironically, they're asking for forgiveness of killers, too.
It's Peace Church, that's for sure. 855-450-3733. We might be able to squeeze in your call. We'll see. Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Brian
and Stephanie.
Go check us out the AMP page. If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, you like the fact that we are really, I mean, the one of the very few voices for liberty on the airwaves out there. That you like the idea that we can reach 140, almost 150 stations. We're getting really close. 150 stations with the message of liberty, and you want to see us spread that farther and wider. Go to the AMP page, and you can have your AMP contribution doubled for a limited time. So it's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Andy calling in from New York, listening on WUAB. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, it's WAUB, Auburn.
AUB, sorry about that. Auburn, yes.
It's okay.
I don't have a list of them right here in front of me. I wish I did.
Hey, yeah, I'm glad your show exists, even though I disagree with you guys on many things, but I'm going to try to find common ground here.
All right, some common ground.
Property taxes. I mean, I disagree with you that all taxes are armed robbery, but property taxes seem to completely eliminate the reality of property ownership. You don't own your property. You're renting it from the government, and as soon as you can't pay your rent, you get kicked off your land.
You're absolutely right, I think.
They're evolved from quit rents, which were when lords demanded a certain amount from vassals and serfs for the occupation of land that the lord owned. And so you're absolutely right. The fact is the state owns your land, and what we call ownership is renting from the state.
Yeah, and there's countries, in fact, that don't have property taxes. They have plenty of other taxes, but they don't have property taxes, and their economy is a booming one.
And by the way, Andy, I do not believe that all taxes are armed robbery. I believe that it is just that the government that grants corporate personhood to people can tax corporations. If you create something, you can tax it. So I believe that since the government creates corporations, fine, they should be able to tax corporations. But they didn't create me. They don't own me, so therefore they can't tax me. That's what I think.
Well, I mean, you often extend the idea of, if you don't pay your taxes, they're going to come with guns and lock you up or kill you. It's a little bit extreme extension, and it may make sense. I mean, you can also say anybody who buys anything from China is running a sweatshop and abusing workers. And by extension, it's true, but we might be hyperextending it a little bit. I think property taxes.
How about if we say they'll take your house? Does that, I mean.
That's pretty obvious.
Well, that's
and if you don't want to leave your house.
Yeah.
That's what property tax. Now, property taxes, now with income tax, if you want to talk about that, there's like 70 taxes that the average person is confronted with. But, or that's not the average person. There's like 70 taxes I saw a list of that the federal government enacts. But property taxes, if you don't pay your property tax, every single time you're going to come face to face with a government bureaucrat that is going to take your home. However, with income tax, rarely, there's been articles written on this, rarely are you going to see problems from not paying income tax. It happens, but many people don't pay income tax and never hear from the government at all.
Isn't it more likely you're going to get audited if you file than if
you
don't?
Absolutely. Much more likely to have trouble with the federal government,
so
the IRS, if you file their paperwork than if you refuse to.
Yeah.
Well, in my opinion, there should be a minimum amount of property you can own without having to pay it. Just for a residence. I mean, if you're running a giant farm or if you have a second home on the lakes or something, then go ahead and take it if I can't pay taxes on it. But if you're going to take my home, that's where I draw the line. And I think, I don't know if there are hardship cases where the government will let you keep your home. I don't know if that exists. I don't know if there are
sometimes for elderly people or disabled people, they will give them a break, but I don't know that there's anyone who doesn't pay any taxes at all.
In Florida, there's a homestead exemption. Now, it's a small one. It was created back before the home prices rose, but it was $25,000 was, you know, like your first $25,000 was exempt, and then your property taxes can only go up a certain amount every year. That's what the homestead exemption is. So, yes, if you lived in like a trailer in rural Florida, you would be exempt from paying property taxes, in that state. So there's a minimum there.
Well, this is something I'm amazed there's not an uprising about. People getting kicked out of their homes because they can't afford property taxes. You own your should have your land, you know?
But usually it's the mortgages that are the issue, because most people, I don't know what the number
is. Most people have mortgages, and the property taxes are included in the mortgage. So you can't really not pay them unless you own the home outright, but that's not a common
hidden slavery.
There aren't a whole bunch of people out there that are getting kicked out of their homes for simply refusing to pay property taxes. And what they tend to do is sell the property to somebody else who will sign on and taking it. There's places like a friend of mine lives in Connecticut, and he pays something like $25,000 a year in property taxes.
Wow. Right. After like 10 years, you're buying another house. You're buying your house over again.
It's incredible. House payments that were lower than this.
Yeah.
But that's what he paid, and it's incredible. And
the other day, this reminds me, I saw an interesting article. It was a Gallup poll where they asked people if they wanted to live in the place where they lived, and Connecticut specifically, and I think Illinois was the other one, where half, 50% of the people who live there said that they would leave the state and move somewhere else if they could.
Yeah.
But then they asked people, how likely are you to move in the next year? And if only 20% of people said that they were somewhat definitely or likely to move in the next year. So people want to leave, but they don't for some reason.
They're trapped in their paradigms.
I suppose, yeah.
Andy, I really appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Got to go in and get other calls here. Let's go to Nathan calling in on Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, guys. When you were talking about Wernher von Braun, I went to look at his Wikipedia page, and about that earlier caller mentioned slave labor. There was actually an anecdote about von Braun being in some kind of slave camp and wanting to protest or say something, but a guard sort of told him to shut up and be quiet, and so, and it had a quote that I believe 100% that if Wernher von Braun had opened his mouth again, he would have been shot on the spot. So I wanted to kind of get Brian's perspective, because the Wikipedia article doesn't have anything. It doesn't really have anything negative. It just kind of it just has innuendo, really.
Yeah, this is a big problem, because a lot of when you read about Operation Paperclip, which is part of what brought a lot of these German scientists over, including von Braun, a lot of records were pretty much destroyed,
and
whitewashed. Yeah, you do have confessions, essentially, from Nuremberg that illuminate to some degree. Now, you can say that these were forced, or maybe these aren't true, that they you know, that anybody in the SS or in Von Braun in particular, you know, did some pretty nasty things. So it's a touch and go, but I don't know. I don't see where he was the good guy.
So what evidence personally convinced you that he was responsible for crimes?
Some of these confessions, and also the fact that he really, I think when such atrocities are occurring as they were during the Holocaust, to not say anything and to not put your life on the, I don't know. I question those ethics.
Right, Nathan, I can't, we got to go on to the next call. So thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Liberty Phoenix. Liberty Phoenix, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, you know, I was just wanted to respond to the caller earlier that was mentioning that asked, you know, how do you end the prison systems? You know, how do you make them irrelevant? I think the only real way to make prisons irrelevant and vis-a-vis the state irrelevant is by a generational evolution into, you know, the ideas that we actually own ourselves, because the state's never going to end until the people remove their consent, and that's never going to happen until they realize that they're all free, independent, responsible individuals, and that can't really happen until they think critically.
Yeah, I think the internet's helpful in many of these. Now, the state is a monopoly. What I use is define the state is a monopoly on governance. I think that people want government if government is defined as an organization that keeps me safe. And I think that that's how people use it. Oh, we've got to have government. I think that that's what they mean is that we have to have an organization that, you know, creates order and, you know, keeps me safe. And if an organizational system does that, it fits that definition in my mind. So the state's just a monopoly. And once competition's allowed in that arena, it'll change everything.
I think Liberty Phoenix is right, but I don't think we should put it on our children. I think we can come to that conclusion in the end of the day.
I think everybody has a responsibility to not initiate force on others, and that's what the state does every single time. It's you can check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It's been Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Thanks so much for listening. Drive safe.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.